about a very important topic, which is whether we in fact paskin like the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah mechutonim. Yeah, I kid you not. And the Ramban's son, I believe, married Rabbeinu Yonah's daughter. The story is told that when they had a child, they had a son. There was a big fight what to name the son. You know, with his father, they name after the living. So the Ramban insisted he'd name the baby Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Hachosid, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Tzadik Yisrael Olam. Rabbeinu Yonah insists, no, you have to name the baby Moshe after Ramban. That's what how the fight goes, you know. There should always be fights like that. You always want to fight, give it to the other side. Anyway, so the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tumu Chotonim, both say the same thing, that the Chatchila is supposed to say Kriyashma Bizman Harov, even though B'diyevet we pass in Yotzi Bizman Amirut, Chachamim begins Rabbi Eliezer, as I explained to the first three Machloks and in Shas, V'chol Chatchila Bizman Adaruba Karina Be'ez, Lashon of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah is exactly the same thing, and he bases it on the Mishnah of Chav Beis and Midbeis. The Mishnah of Beis and Midbeis, I don't think we've seen that yet. Have we seen it together in Shia? No. That's on that new Mar Makoma sheet. Did you have that new Mar Makoma sheet? I made you a brand new one, which is for tomorrow, but the one that's for today is, you'll have to help me, I don't have it in front of me, but let's first see the Mishnah. Chav Beis and Midbeis, we are Ko'omed B'tfila V'niskashu Balkeri L'yafsik L'yikatzer. In the old days, it was Takanas Ezra, about Kerry was also saying Krishma. It's but butakana. Doesn't apply anymore nowadays. Yorad Litbo went to the mikvah. Im yochol lalos liskasos velikros ashlotanis achama yala viskasa viyikra. If he's able to get up and get dressed and say Shema before the sun rises, do it. Vim lav, he can't make it on time. Yiskasa v'mayim viyikra. Huh. Imagine you say Krishma in the mikvah. In the mikvah. Not a perfect place to say Krishma, if you ask me. But listen, it's obviously very important to do it on time. Oh. That's the Mishnah. So what do you see from this Mishnah, the Chora? That's critical, absolutely critical, to say the Krishma before the Netzach Hama. Rabbeinu Yonah, let's take a look, Rabbeinu Yonah. What page did I tell you to look on? What page? Yud Dalet Amud Beis, something like that? Yud something. Let's see if I can find it. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The last paragraph. It's only 2.5 lines. If you have the fancy Gemara, it's a different page. The newest riff. Does anyone have the newest riff here in this room? No. You have the newest riff. So I have a copy of that too. I'm not sure what, whatever, it's a different page number. But you have it though, right? Because it says on the top, yeah, I have that too. In the new riffs, they tell you on top what the old page number was. They did us a big favor. You should be able to find it. So in the new riff, here it is in Perek Misha Meso. Here we go. Here it's Yud Gimel Amud Beis. There, it would be Lamed Zayin. The very top of Lamed Zayin. Okay, what does it say there? Imlav yiskasa v'mayim v'yikwa. V'kol zeh diktiku chachomim b'kriyashma b'zmano d'lechatchila. Like the Mechut and the Ramban. Kadesh lo tavar hanetzachama. Shlo choshashu l'ma shalo yasomer gula l'tfila. Well, he's not going to say Shmonesri in the mikvah, will he? Doesn't sound right. So he's going to say Krishma under the water, then going to go get dressed. He's going to all this in order he should be able to say the Shema before Netzach Hama. You see from here clearly, the Rabbi Yonah is saying what the Ramban said as Mechutin earlier, based on different sources. You must recite the Shema at the time of the Rov. Okay, everyone with me so far? That's what the Ramban said. Does anyone disagree? Does everyone hold this way?
Very serious question. Now, for you guys, maybe it's not so serious, because who's up at 5:24 in the morning? See, oh, b'di'evedik yidin, what can I tell you? What will happen if you're up before the sun rises, especially if the sun rises at 7:20 in the wintertime? So I used to drive Rav Shechter Shlita to Brisson. On more than one occasion, he'd drive to a bris from Washington Heights. I'd pick him up and take him to Queens, for example. And let's say it was a 7:30 davening, and now I'm in the car at 7 o'clock. And he'd ask me, when is the sunrise? I'd say 7:20. Right? Shema Yisrael. In my car, I'm driving. He's saying Kriyishma. Why are they saying Kriyishma? I mean, why? It's enough of the Mishnah. Right? The Chatchil, you say Shema at the time before the sun rises. Now, you may know there's what we call an inyan, an important inyan, to say Shema Dal Reis Al Seder HaBrochus. Chazal Matak on the Brochus. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that. You know, it's found in the Ramah that people should say Shema earlier if they're going to miss the Zman. But ideally, you shouldn't. If they're not going to miss the Zman, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't have in mind to have to be Yotzei the Shema. You want to fulfill the Shema. The Reis Al Seder HaBrochus. So Rabbi Shechter didn't do it that way. He sang Shema in the car. And he's saying the brachas later on in the shul, and a half an hour later. So the teretz is, I mean, it's obvious what he had in mind. What's more important, a lechatchila v'doraisa or a lechatchila v'derabbanan? This is the Rabbeinu Yonah Rabban, it's a lechatchila doraisa. You got to say Shema b'zman kimas and shrivas harov. It's a din doraisa, you can't play with it. You worry about brachas, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Nothing to worry about. Ad kan, what was happening over there? It seems to me that the Rashba disagrees. I put a bunch of... How many Rashbas do we have in downstairs? Not too many? I have one. I bought one from the yeshiva. Did you all able to look up the Rashbas that I put on the Ma'amar Komas? Who saw the Rashba? Nobody saw the Rashba yet? I see. Okay. The new Ma'amar Komas have 5-6 Rashbas. I may have to do is print out the Rashbas for you, if I can get that done logistically. Maybe someone can help me how to do that. You can see the Rashba afterwards, okay? I mean, I'm just reading it to you. The Rashba is on Daf Ches Amid Beis. I read you the words of the Rashba. Okay. Listen carefully to the words of the Rashba. The Rashba says like this. Utarvayu. Now, the Tarvayu, you may remember, is the two different Lashonos. You know, we saw that, if you recall, we saw that last week. We spoke about the two Lashonos, right, where is the cutoff point, Alosach Amona Shachar, is the cutoff point, Netzachama. The two different Lashonos within the Gemara, and the Chesed and Beis. Ulatarvayu came on the Hischil's man Kima. People started getting up after Mishayaker. The old, the Lishar Milia Mamehu. I take that back, not Mishayaker. It's after Alos HaShachar is the time, the earliest time. Right? The Rif said, you can if you're in a, you have to go on a trip, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema as early as Alos HaShachar. Right? As early as Alos HaShachar. The question becomes, is that Lechatchila? This is the words of the Rashba. For all the Lashar Miliyam Amahu, there are two things going for you. Number one, people started getting up. And two, in all other rules, it's considered to be daytime. Therefore, Afal Gav the Ruba the Inchi Ganu, even though most of the people are still asleep. I repeat, most of the people are still asleep. Until at least Mishayakir, doesn't matter. Bikumecha Karina Bey. Umidoraisa shari lemikri lechatchila. Interesting. The Rashba was a Talmud. He had two Rebbeim, the Rashba. One was the Ramban, one was Rebbeinu Yonah. And he argues with both of them. He's arguing with both of them. Says lechatchila, you can say Shema as early as Alosa Shachar. That's what he says. Lechatchila. No problem. What happened to the principle of his two Rebbeim? That lechatchila you have to follow the majority? No. He disagrees. Medrabbana lo yikud lechatchila l'harchoka bi'alma. Uchi'inen sherchika b'mila v'hazo t'vila. You know, when it comes to those things, mila, hazo, and tvila, they said you should not do it. The Mishnah Megillah should not do it as early as Alos HaShachar. You should wait till Netzach Hama. Okay, that's the with respect to those mitzvahs. But over here, I said the Rabbana may apply here as well to wait a little bit. But Meikar Adin, he says that you can fulfill the mitzvah lechatchila as early as Alos HaShachar, even though he says explicitly, midaraisa, even though he says explicitly that the majority of the people are still asleep. That's what he said. It's lechatchila. He's going against both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the question becomes, how do we paskin? I read it to you again. If you look at my edition, it goes off from page Kalam, the beautiful new edition. Kalam Chav Dalet goes over to Chav Hey. Ulatarvayu came in the Hiskels Man Kima of the Oda Lashami Yamamahu, Afal Gav the Ruba the Inchi Gunu, Bukumecha Karminebe with the Raisa Sharmina the Mikra the Chatchila, and the Bidra Bonalo Yikra the Chatchila the Harchoka Biyama Kinya Sherchika Bimila Tazahotvila. End quote. It's a very powerful quote. A very powerful quote. Now, there there's the gzeira to wait till Netzach Hama. Here, they didn't tell you to wait till Netzach Hama. They said as early as Mishayakir. Why? So the Ramban, we read the whole Ramban last week. All the mitzvahs have all day. You have all day for shofar and Megillah. You have to listen till sunset. You know what? What's the rush? Wait till sunrise. Krishna, you don't have all day. You only have 3 hours. You don't want to give you that luxury to wait so long. That's the pashtus. More than that, if Chazal would make a gzeira not to say Shema until after sunrise, guess what? What would you lose out on? What would you eliminate the possibility of? No, what? Vesikin, exactly. You'd kill Vesikin. You have to wait till after Nates to say Shema, that's a Vesikin. You saw somebody show us that Vesikin Shaloka did, because they did it earlier. They should wait until after sunrise. Now, we don't pass like that. Sheetah mentioned that, the Balamor, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel. We don't pass like that. Therefore, they made the Chatchila Mishayaki, which is Man Kiva Sarov and Yodam, Midrabonon! Midrais you can do from the moment, even based on the minority. Bing Nafkamina Halacha Lamaisa. According to Rabbeinu Yod and the Ramban, all of us today were b'di'evad g'yidin. We daven shachar 8:30. 8:30. We're supposed to finish Shema by 5:25. We're 3 hours plus late to be l'chatchila d'g'yidin, according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Yod and the Ramban. But according to the Rashba, it's no problem. As we said, there's another Rashba. The Rashba talks about it over here again. Halacha lemaisa. When is this man? Again, Mishayakim and Chelis Lelavon. The Ramban is telling us as follows: Mishayakim and Chelis Lelavon. From that point and on, says the Rashba. Listen carefully to the words. Rashoy likros afilu lechatchila kistam asnisin. That means that's an ideal time. The ideal time to say the Shema Halacha Lamaisa is from Mishayakir and on. That's fine. No problem. That we know. I you should wait until Mishayakir. But when do you end? That's the question. When do you end? Listen to what he says. It's very important to see the words of the Rashba. Very important. V'nimshach oso zman v'holech. What do you mean oso zman? The zman l'chatchila. He's talking about the zman l'chatchila, because remember, from the moment of alos until Mishayakir is not lechatchila. On the level of the Rabbanon, we said without the Raisa, it is not lechatchila. So when he says nimshach l'zman, when the Shman is continues, what does it mean continues? It continues on a level of lechatchila. That's the only way to read this Rashba. Yeah, listen carefully to the words. Ad gimel shals b'yom k'rabi Yoshua. So you see klar in the Rashba that this man lechatchila, just as it was a lechatchila midaraisa from alos hashachar till mishayakir, despite the fact that most people are still asleep, so too, these man lechatchila extends past Netzach Hamah, even though most people are already awake. We did a lashon. You want to see this on page column Lamed Beis in the top. Again, Mishayakir ben Tchelis Lelovan Rashor Likros Afilu Lechatchila Kestam Asnisim V'Nimshach Oso Zman means Lechatchila V'Holech Ad Shalosh Shos V'Yom Krab Yeshua. That's what we paskin, right? Yes, it's true, Krab Yeshua. It is true. The mitzvah min amuvchar, you do a kavasikin right before Nes. Yeah, that's true. No one's denying it. The ideal is vesikin. You can't deny with that. But it's no different to the Rashba if you said Shema half an hour before sunrise or half an hour after sunrise. Meridik. We are lechatchila negiyin according to the Rashba. Now let's hope and pray we pass like the Rashba. Otherwise, it would be the Yemen to get eaten every single day. Oy gevalt. It's true. He quotes the Ravid. Oh, the Ravid. The Ravid also says it like the Ramban and the Rabbein Yonim. The Ravid says over here, what does he say? The Ravid says, V'cheinami shal yom liachan etzachama b'di'evidu. Oh, man. Now, it's just three on one. You have the Ravid, the Ramban, and Rabbein Yonim all ganging up on the Rashba. Gewalt. 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 But the Rashba disagrees. For Li Nira, I think he disagrees with the Rashba that he's quoting. And why am I saying this? I have this gewaltige sefer here. It's called the Rosh Tevorcha. Rosh Tevorcha Emes, right? It's about the first two Prakim of Shas, written by Yud Shilat. You know what that is? Shilat stands for Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. That's the name he gave himself. It was used to be Greenspan originally. He's a Choshev Tamid Chacham. He's a Rebbe in Ma'alei Adumim. This right in America is a Rav Kook. I once went to meet him and his Holy Rebbetzin about a certain issue. Won't talk about it now. But he has a Haskama, Rav Yitzchak Greenspan, practices Shelat Sheichye. He gives him a bracha for Sefer. He said he brought it to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He said, I should reprint Haskam he gave it to us for 20 years for a Sefer Zichron Trua Masechet Rosh Hashanah. That's how I first got to know this person. We learned Rosh Hashanah in camp many years ago. It's an unbelievable Sefer Zichron Trua. He writes in a modern style, with paragraphs, with, you know, it doesn't write like a Yeshivish, you know, Yisrael. And, you know, captions and sub-captions. Mamash the way you write, but it's Gvaldik. It's classic. It's Mamash a classical sefer. He quotes from Rav Shlomo Yisrael Yaskam, Rav Shlomo Fisher Shlita, and Rav Avraham Shapiro from Merkos HaRav. Four Askamas he has over here on this sefer. It's a beautiful, Mamash beautiful sefer. And it's terrific, fantastic. But I disagree with him. He wants to say that by the fact that the Rashba quoted the Ravid, he agreed with the Ravid. I say, no, he couldn't possibly agree with the Ravid. Since he wrote Vali Nira, he disagrees with the Ravid. Kaini Rali. Now it's turn to the Rush. We have to find an ally, Rabbi Osai, for the Rashba. How can he fight off the Rabban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, all right, and the Ravid? Let's look in the Rush, maybe we can find him an ally, okay? Let's look in the Rush, please. Everyone open to the Rush. Simen Yud. Simen Yud. Simen Yud. The Rosh quotes the Gemara, but the Gemara says the Kriya Shema Kivasikin. Okay? We know the Gemara. We spent time with the Gemara of Testament base. The Kriya Shema Kivasikin. Take a look. It's how should I say? It's right before the ayin of the Madani Antif. The Kriya Shema Kivasikin. Give a look, please. The Kriya Shema Kivasikin. Skip till after the pay of the Madan. Pirish mitzvah min hamufro lahaschelik roshma. Okay, this is fine. We know it's a mitzvah and a mufcha. This is clear. Etc. What do you see? He's obviously talking about the mitzvah of chila. Because if it's b'diyev, the yotzi from alos ha-shachar. As we know, he said it beferish himself in Simen Tes. In Simen Tes, the Rosh says, like the Rif, that you can be yotzi b'diyev from alos ha-shachar. Alos ha-shachar, it says it beferish. And therefore, when he's talking about the zman, he means the zman l'chatchila. The zman l'chatchila, that's the sin. Take a look over here in the Russian Simen Tes, toward the beginning of Simen Tes. We quote the Megillah Daf Chaf from an Aleph. He says as follows: For kula and shasim yamula shacha yotza, the chatchila in lasosim shem denira kalayla. So kriyash manami lalo lemishem meirov onus lohay yochel likos balayla, etc. Bekitzer, it's called zman kima mishet zorach laksik baderech from the olsa shachar and on. So Abit, that's in Simen Tes. Here in Simen Yud, it's the same as a Rashba. This man is Nimshach Hasholos Shos Mizachat Chila. And guess who says that way? The Rosh Devarcha. He says like me, with respect to the Rosh. I'll give you the page number Kuf Nun Ches. And guess what? Here's the most important part of the Shir. What does Shulchan Aruch say? We're Shulchan Aruch Yidden. Everyone should be a Mishnah Brewer. So we'll be seeing Mishnah Brewers a lot. And if you have a big Shulchan Aruch, it's even better, which has the Mogen Avraham. But let's at least, does anyone have a Mishnah Brewer? Have access to a Mishnah Brewer? Downstairs. Okay, if they don't have to get it, for the moment, I'll read it to you. But from now on, bring a Mishnah Brewer to Shir every day, because you know we're trying to get a little to more halacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch Simen Nun Ches, if Aleph begins with us Kriyashma. And what does it say there? Kriyashma Shul Shachris, when is this man? Mishayires Chaveiro Baruch Dal Rames. It's the same as Mishayakim. V'nimshach Zmano at Sof Gimel Shosh Reviyayom. Bingo! It's not only the Rashba and the Rosh. It's the Maran Bet Yosef the Mechaber. Mechaber. Umitzvah Ben Amufra Vesikin. You see, Klor. It's Man Kriyash Melechat Chila. How do I know? Because in Sif Dalet he says, Im Krom Emud HaShachar is Yotza. Yotza. So Avid is man lechatchila. So now Baruch Hashem, we have what we call a 3-on-3. I know you can't play 3-on-3 now; it's not safe yet. Maybe you have to above the bubble, or maybe a quarter, whatever. 2 weeks, we'll see. You have the Rashba and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch on one side, and the Ravid, the Ramban, and Rabbeinu on the other side. But Pasha, we are Pasha. We're Shulchan Aruch Yidden. We're Shulchan Aruch Yidden. Now, it is true that there's another person who holds like Rabbi Shech LeShalita, Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe. He says, Lechatchila, you should make sure to say the Shema before the sun rises. That's what he says. That's what he says. But if we pass, like the Shulchan Aruch, HaMechaber, as the Chabad was called, we call Stam Shulchan Aruch, yeah, then we should not do that. Because we should try to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyash Madaraisa, I'll say to our brachas. Who says so? The Mishnah Brewer. I alluded to you earlier, and I'm going to read it to you. I'll give you the Maran Malkum to look it up. Simen Mem Vav. Let's see if I got the right place. Sifkot and Laman Aleph. The Rama writes over here, you notice a minig that says Shman, what we call Karbonis. So when you say Shman, what we call Karbonis, say Baruch Shem afterwards. Why? Kilif Amim, Shoim, and Kriyashma, the Karosa, the Shlob, Zmana, the Yotze, Bezeh, with the Shema, we say in Karbonis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Laman Aleph, Tziba sometimes waits too long. So therefore I say Baruch Shem. So therefore, otherwise it doesn't, you're not really Yotze the Mitzvah, Tziba Dvarim. Ach yechaven shelo lotzeis elam kein yorish at zibur yarbu zman kriya shema. If you say shema in the morning, the Vilna Gaon didn't say shema. He left out the first two words. Pamayim b'chayom, Hashem elokeinu Hashem b'chayom. Look at the Siddur Agra. He didn't want to say those extra two words. He didn't want to be yotze then. He wanted to be yotze zman kriya shema. Guess what? The Gra held from the Gra zman kriya shema. Yeah, yeah. You know, the people who are worried about the book of Avraham's man, oh, after where the girl wasn't worried about the yeshiva boys became grunics all of a sudden. We all, when it comes to Grand Krishna, we love to follow the Vilna Gaon. You know? In the yeshivas, they put out the calendar, they have the Gros man in big letters, and the Mogan Avraham in small letters. Chassidim is the opposite. They have the Mogan Avraham in big letters, and the Gros in small letters. And now it's true, it's all that way. Big letters and small letters. But we follow those small letters, we yeshivish. We follow the meaning of the Gros. That's Man Krishna 3 hours after the sun rises, not after Alos HaShach. Fine. So you have Kavanah not to be Yotze. Yeah. Why? 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 Why not? Yeah. It's better to Yikra Kol Shlosha Parshas with Birch Hosea to Moshe Tidnu Chazal HaChatchila. But first. So therefore, that's why I don't do what Rabbi Shech Lashlita does. He's a Goyin Olam. He passes like the Ravid, the Rabban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, but I'm a Shulchan Aruch Jew. Shulchan Aruch seems to say the other way, like the Rashba and the Rosh, as I explained. But what are you going to do with the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis? Now we're really in trouble. We're really in trouble. You know, what, you're gonna daven Shmon Esrei in the water? What are you kidding? Daven Shmon Esrei in the water? No. So what's the rush to say Shema in the water? Must be, you gotta say before Netzach Hama. Tzach Hama Furish Mishnah. Hama Furish Mishnah. And he says, you're not gonna have Smichas Gula the Tefillah. Well, that's because you have the Kriyashma, the Raisa beforehand. So you're gonna be stuck. Maybe the rush holds, believe it or not, you daven Shmon Esrei in the water. That sounds nuts, no? Shmon Esrei in the water. Could it be? Well, take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Rosh Simen Yud. What did the Rosh say in Simen Yud? We were there just a few minutes ago. We read it before. What's the idea of a Sikin? That's really what we saw it a minute ago. Krishna of a Sikin, Pirish Mitzvah Namuf, Cholahas, Chalikwa Shema, Desha Yigmur of Netzachama, Kedei Lismo, Gula Tfila Miyad, Bo Netzachama. The reason to do Vasikin is not because it's Man Kriyashma. No. No. Don't do it quite. Don't hold the Ramban. No. And the Vasikin agree with Rabbi Yeshua that solves Man Kriyashma's Gimel Shos. If Yeshua is more to the Vasikin, Mitzvah and Mufcha. How do you know? It says he quotes the Gemara of Kafeim and Beis. Lema Tanan Stomach Rabbi Lezner about Nesachama. No. If you tell me Rabbi Yeshua, the Vasikin. Vasikin Alma Mashba Hedi, the Vasikin Tzavik Rabbi Yeshua, El de Bemariam Nekros Imanei Tzachama. Why? Not because of the Ramban, Rabbi Neo, and the Ravid, just in order to say Shema in the time of the majority. No, a different reason. Kidei Lismo Gula Tfila Banei Tzachama. It's purely a matter of Smichas Gula Tfila. And you know, and I have to end the Shia because it's 10:29 and 52 seconds, but let's just read one more Vilna Gaon. I have to go. Once I start, I can go a little bit over time. I asked you the Vilna Gaon and Simon Ayin Dalit, Sof Sivkot and Dalit. I have a big Shulchan Aruch, I have one over here. Ayin Dalit, Sof Sivkot and Dalit. I can't read the whole Gra. What happens over here? It says in the Shulchan Aruch as follows. It says, you know, you say the Shema in the ocean, in the water. He says a whole discussion. It says the Vilna Gaon as follows. V'hod ha'parach shema masnisen im lav yiskase v'harei v'chulei achad emeshani kivasik in parach di'akocha gam ispal al shom. in the mikvah. The tama de v'singin es yismach uvetzvila kama shamat shichas es libo. And often the Vilna Gaon says that way. So the Vilna Gaon might, maybe we can count him also on our side. Now when the first time he fights with the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe is on the side of the Ramban, the Ravid, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. And I think that the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon are on the side of the Rosh and the Rashba. Because they learn Pshat in the Mishnah differently. In fact, you are saying Shmoneh Esrei in the world against the Rabbeinu Yonah. Adkan. There's more to be said, but I tried to keep things in time. We'll stop and we'll continue tomorrow. I wrote a whole new slew of Maram Makomas. Someone volunteered to type them for me. We'll see if it will be done. Maybe those Rashbas, we can. Someone has a Bar Ilan, they can put them on and email it to me. I don't know how to use Bar Ilan too well. And I'll just print them out so we'll have the Rashbas for tomorrow's Shia. Okay? We'll stop here. So, the Maskara, we are the Chatchila Yid in the court of Shulchan Aruch. That's a good thing. You know, one of you also says, B'diyeva Dika Yid. You